Welcome to Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Nomar Garciaparra. Batting second. The center fielder, Shane Mack. Batting third. The first baseman, Mo Vaughn. Batting fourth. The DH, Mike Stanley. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Tim Nehring. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Will Cordero. Batting seventh. The second baseman, John Valentin. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Rudy Pemberton. Batting ninth. The catcher, Scott Hatteberg. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Aaron Seeley. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Brady Anderson. Batting second. The second baseman, Roberto Alomar. Batting third. The right fielder, Eric Davis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rafael Palmeiro. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Cal Ripken. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jeffrey Hammonds. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Tony Tarasco. Batting eighth. The catcher, Chris Hoyles. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mike Bordick. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jimmy Key. And now, play ball. Nomar Garciaparra is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Garciaparra hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mack hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Vaughn hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Stanley hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Tim Nehring batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Nehring takes first base on ball 4. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cordero strikes out. 2 outs. John Valentin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Anderson hits a fly ball into center field. Mack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Alomar hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eric Davis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Davis strikes out. 2 outs. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Palmeiro hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alomar moves to third. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garciaparra fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Alomar scores. Palmeiro moves to second. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Hammonds hits a fly ball into center field. Mack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Orioles 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rudy Pemberton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Pemberton strikes out. 1 out. Scott Hatteberg is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Hatteberg hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hammonds. Hatteberg reaches second base with a double. Nomar Garciaparra is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Garciaparra is 0 for 1 in the game. Garciaparra hits a fly ball into center field. Hammonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hatteberg moves to third. Two outs. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Mack is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mack takes first base on ball 4. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. The umpire calls a balk on Key Hatteberg scores. Mack moves to second. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Vaughn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Vaughn hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Tony Tarasco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Tarasco hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vaughn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tarasco for the out. One out. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hoyles is hit by the pitch. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bordick hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cordero. Bordick reaches second base with a double. Hoyles moves to third. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hoyles scores. Bordick scores. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Roberto Alomar batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Alomar is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Alomar hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-4, Orioles. Eric Davis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rafael Palmeiro batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Palmeiro is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Palmeiro hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ripken is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ripken is hit by the pitch. Palmeiro moves to second. Pat Mahomes now pitching. Jeffrey Hammonds batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hammonds is 0 for 1 in the game. Hammonds hits a pop-up towards short. Garciaparra settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Stanley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Stanley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tim Nehring batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Nehring is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Nehring hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hoyles fields it and throws to first for the out. Stanley moves to second. One out. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cordero is 0 for 1 in the game. Cordero hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Alomar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Valentin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Valentin is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentin takes first base on ball 4. Rudy Pemberton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pemberton is 0 for 1 in the game. Pemberton hits a fly ball into center field. Hammond settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Tony Tarasco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tarasco is 0 for 1 in the game. Tarasco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hoyles is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hoyles is hit by the pitch. Mike Bordick batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bordick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Bordick hits a pop-up into center field. Mac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Anderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Scott Hatteberg is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hatteberg is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Hatteberg hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nomar Garciaparra batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Garciaparra is 0 for 2 in the game. Garciaparra hits a fly ball into center field. Hammond settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mack is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mack strikes out. 2 outs. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Vaughn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Vaughn hits a fly ball into left field. Tarasco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Alomar hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-4, Orioles. Eric Davis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-4, Orioles. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmeiro is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Palmeiro hits a fly ball into left field. Cordero settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Ripken takes first base on ball 4. Ricky Trulisek now pitching. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Ripken moves to second. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hammonds is 0 for 2 in the game. Hammonds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ripken moves to third. Tony Tarasco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tarasco is 0 for 2 in the game. Tarasco hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Ripken scores. Hammonds moves to third. It's 8-4, Orioles. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hatteberg for a passed ball. Hammond scores. Tarasco moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 9-4, Orioles. Chris Hoyle's batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Hoyle's is 0-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch twice. Hoyle's hits a line drive towards short. Garcia Parra catches it and throws to second to double up Tarasco. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Stanley is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Stanley strikes out. 1 out. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Nehring is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Nehring hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ripken fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Cordero is 0-for-2 in the game. Cordero hits a fly ball into center field. Hammond settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the Red Sox 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Bordick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bordick hits a fly ball into center field. Mack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Brady Anderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Anderson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Valentin fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Valentin. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Alomar is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and 2 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Alomar hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 11-4, Orioles. Eric Davis is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Davis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cordero. Davis reaches second base with a double. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Palmeiro is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Palmeiro hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Davis scores. It's 12-4, Orioles. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Ripken is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trulisek fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6. With the score, the Orioles 12, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Valentin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Rudy Pemberton is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Pemberton is 0-for-2 in the game. Pemberton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Scott Hatteberg is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Hatteberg is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Hatteberg takes first base on 4. Pemberton moves to second. Nomar Garcia Parra is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Garcia Parra is 0-for-3 in the game. Garcia Parra hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pemberton scores. Hatteberg moves to second. It's 12-5, Orioles. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mack hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Palmeiro scoops it up and throws to first, with Key covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 12, and the Red Sox 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Jeff Fry now playing shortstop. Reggie Jefferson now playing first base. Jim Corsi now pitching. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hammonds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hammonds hits a pop-up towards third. Nehring settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Tarasco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tarasco is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Tarasco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hoyles is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch twice. Hoyles strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 12, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Johnson now pitching. Mike Stanley batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Stanley is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Stanley hits a line drive towards third. Ripken reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Nehring is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Nehring hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ripken fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cordero is 0-for-3 in the game. Cordero hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 12, and the Red Sox 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Darren Bragg now playing left field. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bordick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Bordick hits a line drive towards the mound. Corsi can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Von Eshelman now pitching. Brady Anderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Anderson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Anderson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Pemberton. Anderson reaches second base with a double. Bordick moves to third. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 4-for-4 in the game, with a single and 3 home runs. He's got 5 RBIs. Alomar hits a fly ball into right field. Pemberton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bordick tags and scores. Anderson tags and moves to third. One out. It's 13-5, Orioles. Eric Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Davis is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nehring fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Anderson scores. It's 14-5, Orioles. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmeiro is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. he's got one RBI. Palmeiro hits a fly ball into right field. Pemberton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Rabule pinch hits for Cal Ripken. Jeff Rabule batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Rabule hits a pop-up towards short. Fry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 14, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jeff Rabule now playing third base. Rudy Pemberton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Pemberton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pemberton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Scott Hatteberg is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Hatteberg is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Hatteberg strikes out. One out. Jeff Fry is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Fry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 14, and the Red Sox 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Hammonds is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hammonds hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Tony Tarasco is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Tarasco is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tarasco hits a fly ball into right field. Pemberton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Hoyles is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch twice. Hoyles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nehring fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 14, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Mack is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rabule fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Jefferson strikes out. Two outs. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Stanley is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Stanley strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 14, and Boston Red Sox, 5. Goodbye from Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore.